This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It may be difficult for Americans to see Cuba with travel and trade restrictions, but you can hear Cuba practically anywhere. Musicians from the island are popular in many places, and all the more accessible if they have emigrated overseas, as with the band Orishas. It has a new CD. It's called El Kilo. Here with a taste is Day to Day contributor Gustavo Arellano.
Throw your Buena Vista Social Club CDs into the trash. Hide your Celia Cruz albums. Forget about Desi Arnaz forever. Now, get up, listen for a sec, and move your hips and mind. This is a music of the future Cuba. This is Orisha. Orishas is a trio of expatriate Cubans based in France that has lorded over Latino hip-hop since their 1999 debut. Their reputation rests on an invigorating alchemy of old and new Latin American rhythms. The group's zippy turntables and vibrating bass lines aren't surprising, but few other hip-hop acts toss them into a cauldron of congas, horns, and leaping pianos. And the menacing, boastful lyrics that you expect from hip-hop? Of course. But instead of taking verbal jabs at other groups, Orishas go after the big boys, social injustice, world poverty, and, dare I say it, Castro. Orishas' last album, Emigrante, was a dark, grooving tale of nostalgia for Cuba. El Kilo, their third album, however, is more positive. It accepts that the Orishas homeland is forever changed, but doesn't allow this fact to taint their love for the island. Take the opening track, Nací Orishas, or I Was Born Orishas. A lazy trumpet strolls through the intro, then the three members shout out, I Was Born Orishas, in the underground. After this, the song slows to a slinky beat as the three trade off greetings to Havana's musicians. Orishas are masters of Cuba's rich and varied musical heritage, but what's more exciting here is how they seamlessly graft hip-hop onto complex genres such as the stately rumba, fast-paced guaguancó, and other frenetic rhythms of the Caribbean. Rappers Russo and Yotuel lend a lyrical weight to El Kilo with their distinctive style. Russo is staccato and terse, while Yotuel growls like a lawnmower. Lead singer Roldan Rivera, meanwhile, assumes the role of sonero, the improvisational singer integral to Latin music. Rivera's raspy, floating voice leads his group to musical zeniths, and does that with verve and soul. Hear his voice tumble out almost as fast as the traditional Spanish guitars that open La Calle, the street. A tune that decries the plight of the world's homeless. Orishas handle other heavy topics on El Kilo like prostitution and race relations. But the guys know that audiences are more receptive to a political lesson if it's danceable. So, Orishas ring joy out of even the darkest of situations with ease and love. With bards like these, Cuban music lovers can rejoice, and the rest of us can just dance along.
Gustavo Arellano writes for the OC Weekly in Orange County, California.